Did it finally wrap up over there?
Yep.
I mean, it was deafening in here. Last year, with COVID, of course, Notre Dame didn't even play in the first round because their opponent had COVID, so they were out. And the place was only about a third full. Well, tonight it's packed full with fans from around the state. And it is Tri-Center Neola. The Trojans come in ranked number 14, a record of 27-10, looking to upset the top seed and your number one ranked Notre Dame Nikes. And defending state champs come in with a record of 35-8. And most of those eight losses have come to schools from bigger classifications, including top-ranked Ike New Hartford from 2A, North Scott, number 2 and 4A. They also have losses to highly ranked Wilton and West Liberty, both of which are here in Cedar Rapids this week as well. The Nikes, while they would be the favorite tonight coming in as the top seed chin, it's still the state tournament. There's still that first match jitters. Anything stand out to you between these two teams?
Right now, Notre Dame looks pretty focused. Hopefully, yesterday, Liberty, number one seed, got upset by the eighth seed. So I hope that doesn't happen here tonight. But I don't see that happening. Notre Dame looks really, really focused.
Well, as we know, anything can happen in sports, including Iowa's football team forgetting to show up on offense last Saturday. We both are Iowa football fans, so let's hope that we don't see anything like that. And I don't think we will. These girls are tournament tested. And again, most of these girls played last year. Of course, the Nikes without last year's tournament MVP, Katie Stevens, who tore her ACL in the offseason. She's here. She's dressed, but is not likely to see any action. She's actually served in a couple of senior night. She got out and served during a couple sets there at senior night. But we expect last year's tournament MVP from the state champions, Katie Stevens, on the sidelines tonight, only in uniform as a cheerleader and as a sideline coach, is her grandfather, Delbert Stevens. Looks like Delbert's going to receive some sort of award out here. So we'll keep tabs on that as we're just a few minutes away from the opening serve. Back in just a couple of minutes with round one of the state 1A championship girls volleyball match right here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It is state championship volleyball from the Alliant Energy Powerhouse downtown Cedar Rapids. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside. Got great seats right behind the Notre Dame bench. We'll be calling the action between the Notre Dame Nikes, top-ranked in Class 1A, and the Trojans of Tri-Center Neola. Neola, about a four-hour trek across the state. They're basically a suburb of Omaha, just sit outside Omaha by about 25, 30 minutes just south of I-80. They jumped on the bus and made the trip over today, and the Nike's about an hour and a half south of here, of course, from Burlington. Notre Dame, your defending state champions. And Delbert Stevens just won a fan appreciation award of some nature. And Delbert, the grandfather of both Taryn and Katie Stevens. Katie, last year's tournament MVP, she's back. But she is injured and not playing tonight. But her sister Taryn will be in action for the Nikes. So how'd they get here? Well, Notre Dame knocked off Lone Tree, Winfield, and Easton Valley to win the region championship. They swept. Meanwhile, it was a Tri-Center beating East Mills 3-1, Riverside 3-1, then Sydney 3-0 to get to the state tournament. Interestingly enough, Notre Dame won the Southeast Iowa Super Conference this year after West Burlington won it last year. And, you know, West Burlington just a game away from state as well, Chin. And we watched the Falcons and did that game up at Mediapolis. They gave West Liberty all they could handle, but West Liberty advanced to state. And I think they were victorious today.
Yep, they won in three. They swept to Mount Vernon. So
here you got, then you got Holy Trinity. Coach Friesmeier and their team is sitting right over our left shoulder. They're prepped and ready. They play at 8 o'clock tonight. So Southeast Iowa well represented up here in Cedar Rapids. But looking at both the team's records, I mentioned that Notre Dame had lost a few matches to some higher ranked teams. And Tri-Center Neola, interestingly enough, they come in with a record of 27 and 10. Interestingly enough, they were third in their conference. Third in their conference. So there was Trainer and Missouri Valley, home of my college buddy Jimmy Myler. Any Milers listening in out there in Missouri Valley? Anyway, you know, Trainer looked like they had a tremendous campaign. They were 7-0 in their conference, but they got knocked out in the region final. Either way, they played some good competition as well. They played in some of those weekend tournaments against some of the bigger squads. So I'm sure both teams ready, and we mentioned that you're part of the Iowa Rockets. Explain what that is to the folks at home.
It's a travel volleyball club program. It's very similar to AAU basketball. I mean, a lot of girls from an hour and a half away drive to Iowa City 2-3 times a week.
So based in Iowa City, but you guys play across the state and across the Midwest.
Across the country.
Yeah, so some of the Notre Dame gals on your squad, I know, as well as some of the other players of Southeast Iowa from West Burlington, Mediapolis, some of the other schools. I doubt anybody from Neola makes the trip over to be a Rocket, huh?
That's a little bit too far.
Well, we are ready to go. It is just about time for the opening serve. We're just about 5 minutes early, so we will keep it right here and get things underway with the Notre Dame Nikes on serve. Here's Josie Mintz to start off the 1A state tournament. Serve down, pass, set, hit. Ooh. And down it goes. Tri-Center Neola strikes first.
Hit that one right down the line. Our right back's got to dig that one up.
So Tri-Center strikes first. First to serve is Meredith Mawson. Pass, set, Neary off the post.
Yep, out of bounds.
I got to get the proper terminology.
Antenna. What's the antenna?
The antenna. Okay. You know, last year was my first effort into volleyball broadcasting, so I've learned you don't say spike. You know, my at-home producer Jason Marlowe keeps me up to date on terms like set or dump and things of that nature. We go back and forth, and another point for Tri-Center. So the Trojans of Tri-Center comes out to a quick 3-0 lead.
Yeah, they have a tendency to hit down that line. I think our right back needed to scoot back a little bit to cover that line shot. It's twice now.
So here's Mason on the serve.
Nice up by
Larkin, or Parkins, to Deary. Big hit! That looked a little bit more like what we're used to seeing out of Notre Dame. Ava Parkins on the nice pass, set by Bentz, kill by Deary. That's Gabby's first of the night. 3-1, Tri-Center leading. 1A state championship volleyball from Cedar Rapids. Pass, set, hit, returned by the Nikes. Here comes Deary.
Nice shot. Ooh.
Oh, just a little bit deep in the far right corner. 4-1, Tri-Center here in the early going.
Let's go, Nikes. Let's get a nice pass up here.
So Coach Davis looks pretty calm on the sideline. They just haven't had the ball bounce their way yet. Pass, set,
Good.
Little Dave.
Devs. Hit it where they ain't.
Hit it where they ain't. That's exactly right. Nice dump shot to their outside corner. It looks like they're double blocking Gabby whenever she gets set, so she's getting smart on her hits now.
Okay, so that little dink by Deary puts Notre Dame down just 4-2 here in the first set. Terrence Stevens, third pass. Set, hit by Tri-Center, into the net, point for the Nikes. You know, that's the thing with this rally scoring. You can be down 3, 4, 5 points and bang, get them back quick.
Exactly. I saw West Liberty today down 12 points and came back and won.
Really?
Yes.
Five. No, wait a minute. No, hold on a minute.
Hey, that's the wrong score. It should be 3-4.
Oh. Now they're saying we were in the net.
Oh, wow.
Or a.
Wow, they called Jenna Benson the net. I did not see that.
So instead of 4-3, it's now 5-2, Tri-Center. Here comes the serve by Carlson.
Nice pass, Terrence.
Pass, set, hit, Deary, block. Nice. They recover. Tri-Center gets it back over. Parkins, nice pass. Bentz, set, Deary, into the net. 6-2, Tri-Center. Notre Dame getting all they can handle here in the early going.
So just a little bit too low for Gabby there. She's got to recognize that. Just keep that ball in play.
Here comes Carlson. Serve up over the net. Drops down. Parkins. Pass. Vance can't get to it. A little miscommunication by the Nikes. Now down 7-2. Coach Davis wants a timeout. Back in 30 seconds with Notre Dame trailing early here at the state championship on KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to the Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids, where the Notre Dame Nikes have fallen down early 7-2 to upstart Tri-Center Neola out of the west side of the states. So hug and kiss those radios, Father Marty and everybody else listening back at home in southeast Iowa. We wish Father Marty the best. He couldn't make the trip up today, but I hope he's feeling better. Maybe he can make it up if we continue to advance. But right now, Notre Dame's got to get some points on the board, and there's a start. Bentz to Deary.
As easy as that. Nice pass, nice set, and Gabs puts it away.
So 7-3, and here comes Deary on the serve, and her serve has gotten much more aggressive late in the season.
Yes.
So jump serve in play.
Nice serve.
Pass, set, back row hit.
Let's go. Oh, no.
Oh, it just caught the back paint of the far left corner.
Yeah, they were caught watching that ball. You got to move that ball. Make sure it's in or out.
8-3. Yeah, you always want to err on the side of assuming it's in when they're going to be close like that as the Tri-Center jump serve
nice
is in.
Nice pass by Terran.
Bentz.
Nice shot.
Big hit by Bentz. Bentz to Bentz for the point. 8-4. Notre Dame creeping back in this one. Not out of it by any stretch of the imagination.
Terran's doing a pretty good job on that serve receive passes there.
Harrell serve deep into the back corner. In play. Set.
Short.
Hit. Block.
Nice block.
Into the net. Still in play. They get it back over. Deary nice pass. Team. Bentz set. Bentz hit.
Nice shot.
Good night.
Right off the block.
Boy, Bentz really elevates, which
when they time it right. Yeah, she does.
She is tough. So now we're at 8-5. Notre Dame hanging in there with Megan Harrell on the serve. Harrell's serve is down. Pass. Set. Back row hits. Down it goes. Stevens couldn't get to it. So right now it seems like Tri-Center is doing a great job of finding the holes in the Notre Dame defense.
Yes, they are. They're balanced attack right now. Their center is doing a good job spreading it around.
Led by middle hitter Mackenzie Brewer and the outside hitter Marissa Ring. They got a pair of twins on their team as well, Miranda and Marissa Ring, as Abby Korshkin steps up, pounds one down, but defended well by the Trojans. Parkins, pass, Bentz, set, Bentz, hit.
Nice changeup on that.
Yes!
Good shot, Bentz.
Josie Bentz put that one down, 9-6. Notre Dame down 3 in the first set here. On the serve, Jenna Bentz. Deep left corner pass. Set. Back row hit.
Ooh, that's
oh, that would have been out.
That would have been out, too. Ooh, that's a double there.
That would have been a double, wouldn't it?
Yep. Out. Get out.
And that one. Oh, it also. I'm telling you, Tri-Center is hitting corners like John McEnroe at Wimbledon.
Our defense is standing around just looking at it. They got to go for those balls. Make sure it's in or out.
So 10-6. Tri-Center in the lead here in set one. This is the first game of the 1A state tournament. Obviously, a lot of other classes got underway yesterday and played earlier today as the back row hit by Bench goes down.
They just missed a violation there.
She was over the line, wasn't she?
She was over the line.
She came over the back row line, which is what, 10 foot?
Yeah, 10 foot line.
And they didn't catch it. We'll take it as she goes back to serve, does Josie Bench. There's an ace. So Josie Bentz with a couple of kills and an ace to add to the stat line. Notre Dame now down 10-8. There's the serve. Tough to handle. They can't get to it. Back-to-back aces. We can hear the Notre Dame faithful in the background cheering the Nikes on as Bentz puts a little drop serve on him. How about that?
That was a nice changeup on her serve. She served that one short. Tri-Center was not ready for that.
So now we're tied at 10 after the three in a row aces by Bentz. Now Bentz goes to the far deep corner. They handle it. Set. Outside hit. Blocked! I talk about this all the time. Well, the few volleyball games I do. Sometimes to me it's like, just let the block go and defend, huh?
You always want to get a block.
You always want to get a block. Okay, always want to get a block. Here comes the serve by Mason again. Parkins,
nice
Bentz, Deary! Oh, blocked back. Now a tip down by Tri-Center, Mackenzie Brewer.
She's their team leading hitter, so she's a sophomore. She's a young one. She's smart on her shots.
And they got it listed at 5'9". She looks like she's almost as tall as Gabby Deary, who's 6 foot.
Oh, nice pass.
Parkins. Bentz, Korshkin. Good defense by Tri-Center. Back row hit defended by Bentz.
Get something here.
Bentz. Deary.
Nice.
Good night.
Oh, that's out. That should have been ours. Yep. No.
Oh, no. It's out.
That's wrong call. There you go. She blocked it in the antenna.
Oh, she blocked it into the antenna.
That's our point.
Okay.
That's a nice job by the down ref there explaining that one.
So 12-11. Notre Dame still looking for their first lead.
Nice serve there, Parkins. Come on, defense. Get up. Nice. Up. There you go. Oh,
Bentz.
Yeah, called in the net.
The Belger, who got in the net?
Number,
we did.
Looks like it was Maisie Daly.
Maisie Daly got in the
net.
Just got in the net a little bit. Maisie Belger.
Belger.
We've got a Maisie Daly
as
well. 13-11, Tri-Center leads here in the early going. There's kind of the lob serve over. Parkins, Bentz, Deary.
Oh.
Blocked! Great defense by Tri-Center.
That was a nice block.
What's so you said they're doubling her?
Yes, they're double blocking her. The problem is Gabby's barely hitting that ball over the net, just barely over the net, so anybody can block it. She needs to reach high for that ball, swing high on that.
Hit a little bit higher on the on the set. So now 14-11, Tri-Center leading here in set one, state championship, 1A volleyball from Cedar Rapids.
Nice.
Bentz on the pass, Bentz on the set. Back row hit by Harrell is over. Set it up for Tri-Center. They now lead 15-11. And they're responding in kind to every little rally that Notre Dame has.
Notre Dame's defense is kind of lacking right now. Everybody's standing around watching. They got to move. Anticipate and go.
Notre Dame in their dark blue travel jerseys. Tri-Center in their home yellows.
Yeah,
there's
that's a
Harrell, big hit from the left side. That's what the Nikes needed.
All right, Taryn, let's get us going here. Let's get some tough serves.
So Megan Harrell put that one down, 15-12. Notre Dame trails in set one. And if you're unfamiliar with volleyball scoring, we go to 25. And the first winner of three games advances. And if you get to a game five, that's a 15-point set. So back and forth we go. Back row hit by Bentz is down and defended. Set. Back row hit by Tri-Center's over.
Good. Nice job, Parkins.
Parkins. Bentz. Deary.
There you go, Gabby. Nice swing. Coming.
Oh, ah. They just blocked Deary's hit right back to Deary, and she tapped. It would have been out of bounds, but it kind of ricocheted off her arm for this.
Yep, it touched her.
Tri-Center point. 16-12. Tri-Center leads. the Nikes in set one. Here comes the serve by Tatum Carlson, and it's an ace. Another timeout called by Coach Mike Davis with Notre Dame trailing 17-12. Back in 30 seconds right here on KBUR.
Worried your car won't make it through the harsh Iowa winter? Or maybe it's time to upgrade your loved one's vehicle to give them a very special holiday season to remember. Either way, talk to me. I'm Brady, your consumer loan officer at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you approved for the car you'll need. No matter if it's a gift for you or a gift for others, when you're ready, so are we. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big thanks to all of our game sponsors. Deary Brothers, West Burlington. Brad Deary, Honda, West Burlington. Reed Landscaping and Turf. John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance. And my full-time employer, Great River Health System. We've got our Great River Health trainer here today, Aaron Bush, helping out the Nikes. We need a little training right now. It's Tri-Center Neola 17, Notre Dame 12 here in set one.
Let's get a pass here. There's a nice pass.
There's the serve. Betts, set, Harrell. Pounds it down, but defended well by Tri-Center. Here come the Trojans into the net. About time Notre Dame finally got a break.
Yes, it is.
Tri-Center hadn't hardly made a mistake.
Yeah, Tri-Center's playing phenomenal defense back there. They're just digging everything up that we're hitting.
So here comes Gabby Deary on the serve right in front of the Nike faithful. A full
nice
tilt of Nike fans just above court one here. U.S.
There you
Cellular
go. Nice
Center.
Nice dig there, Taryn. Janik with a setter dump. Did not work.
Back and forth we go. Deary pass. Bent set. Deary back set. Row hit.
Nice shot.
Down it goes.
There you go.
That looked a little bit more like what we're seeing out of the Nikes.
Yes.
17-14.
Good tough serve here, Gabby.
Serve is up. Just That's over short, the net yeah. And almost an ace. Well played, though.
Nice
setter dump. Played. Deary dives right to me. And
nice
we'll
up.
Send Good the ball up. Back into action. Were you amazed at my ability to react and grab that one?
That's a great hand-eye coordination.
Well, pretty quick hands. Hurt my shoulder. I have to go see Scott Gleason and get a little shoulder remedy there. Great River Orthopedics. 18-14. Notre Dame trailing. Bentz set. Deary back row hit. Blocked. But down nice it goes. Shot. Notre Dame point. 18-15.
Looks like Notre Dame's trying to get Gabby the ball more often here. It's working.
So, who will serve? It is Megan Harrell.
Nice
Puts
serve.
It in play. Almost a double hit, no call. Another setter dump, and out again. The setter dump was returned by a diving Taryn Stevens. Just sailed wide left. 19-15, Notre Dame trails here in set one. Again, it's a five-set match. First one to three wins.
We need a good pass here on this serve.
Serving is Taylor Kinkel into the net.
Good break. Here we go, Notre Dame. Let's get it going.
Kinkel, just a sophomore, as Maisie Belger checks in for Stevens in the front row. So it's Korshkin, Belger, and Bentz up front. And here's Jenna Bentz in the back serve. Pass, set, back row hit, way out.
No touch. Point Notre Dame.
Now, starting to see a little energy amongst the girls.
Yes.
Maybe they're relaxing, they're high-fiving, they're clapping, they're smiling. I think they're a little tense there in the early going. Two-point match
nice,
right
sir.
Now.
Oh, trouble.
Almost an ace by Bentz. Third shot gets over.
Good.
Parkins.
No.
Bentz, set. Little dink.
Nice.
Count it.
Nice job.
The law firm of Benson Bentz comes through with another point. Nikes down one, 19-18.
Timeout, Tri-Center.
Tri-Center wants a timeout, trying to regroup. Back in 30 seconds from Cedar Rapids on KBUR.
Quick Care has moved, and it has a new name, Urgent Care. You'll find the new clinic in Outpatient Services Plaza, next to Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. Urgent Care is great for sudden health conditions when you can't wait for an appointment with your primary care provider or when other clinics are closed. Now, on-site x-ray and laboratory services are available, and patients can be as young as 6 months old. Urgent Care and Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. We're making healthcare more convenient for you.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids. It's set one, Notre Dame down one. They just, Tri-Center took a timeout after three straight points by the Nikes, and we just got a glance from assistant coach Susan Reed. She said, we just need to settle down. And I think that's what we're starting to see as Vince puts it in play. Here comes the set and another
hitting error.
Hitting error by the Trojans. Tied up at 19. We were tied at 10.
Notre Dame's got some momentum here. Let's keep it going.
They have fought back. Here's the serve by Benson.
Nice short serve.
Just a little dink at the ace. She's got four aces on the night.
That's an excellent call by Susan Reed for that short serve. Nice job. Way to execute that, Jenna.
So 20-19. That's the first lead Notre Dame's had all night. Now Benson goes deep with the knuckleball. Pass, set, hit.
Oh,
in.
No.
Man. We just seem to be out of position on defense.
Oh, we're just standing and watching. We got to move.
We had one girl in the back row that time, and they just hit it where we weren't. 20-20, tied up. Here comes the serve by Arbaugh.
Nice pass.
Bent pass. Bent set. Korshkin. Little dink. Returned nicely by Tri-Center.
Touch. Here we go. Nice Bent. Up. Get it out there.
Bent. Bent.
Nice shot.
There it goes.
Right off the block of hands. That was a nice swing.
21-20 now serving Josie Bentz, who's got about three or four kills on the night. I'm not the best statistician. Nice low driving serve. There's the pass. There's the set.
Nice up by Parkins. Good defense.
Korshkin sends it over the net. Now here comes the set and hit.
Nice block by Gabby. Get it off here.
Belger to Bentz. Back row hit by Bentz. Here comes Tri-Center on the hit. Winds up,
nice
swings.
Up.
We got it. Great defense by Bentz. Parkins. Bentz in the back row gets it over. Here comes Tri-Center again.
Right side.
Back row hit. Down it goes. Man, that's some serious power from the back row. Man.
That's a good effort trying to touch that. Just a little bit out of position on that right backside.
So we're tied up at 21. You don't get to the state tournament if you don't know how to play, and Tri-Center is showing us what they're made of here in this first set.
Nice pass by
Parkins. Bentz. Deary.
It's a little too tight. A little too tight for her.
She got a little too almost far outside because she would have hit the antenna, right?
Right, right.
So she hit it into right into the defense. It was blocked down. 22-21. Tri-Center leads in set one. There's the serve. Parkins. Bentz.
Nice
Korshkin.
Shot. Nice up by Tri-Center.
Terminates it. Into the net. If the net wouldn't have been there, they would have been able to dive and make the play.
Yep.
But the net don't matter. Correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Now, when I say the net, I mean the net that separates the two courts here at the powerhouse. On serve, Ava Parkins tied up at 22.
Big
Coach
serve
Reed
here.
Sends
Big
in
serve.
The serve
nice
signal.
Nice serve. Out of system. Let's go. Let's get this.
Out of system. Oh man. Notre Dame had the block, and they knocked it right in front of their feet.
Exactly what we wanted.
She out of system. Out that of was system another one that my our at-home producer, Jason Marlowe, reminded me to use, the out of system. And I also learned the campfire.
Yes, the campfire.
I mean, kind of a campfire. Maybe we need to light a campfire right now. I don't know. 23-22. They lead with Marissa Ring on serve.
Nice pass.
Bentz pass. Bentz set. Deary.
Nice
dink.
Spot.
Down it goes. Smart play by Deary there, huh?
Twice she's done that now. That's excellent. All right, it's a big serve here for Taryn. Let's get it.
So Taryn Stevens, whose sister injured out for the season, last year's tournament MVP, sitting on the sidelines cheering on the Nikes. And there's
nice
the sophomore
serve.
Stevens. Great serve over the net. Set, hit, blocked. But out of bounds, point.
And Mackenzie Brewer for Tri-County. Wow.
To the Trojans, so 24-23, set point.
A nice shot by
Notre Dame down.
Let's get a pass there, Notre Dame.
And serving is Carlson. Jump serve up over the net in play.
Nice pass, Terrence.
Stevens, Bentz, Deary, blocked.
Oh.
They don't know what to do. Now, hold on a minute.
It was blocked and it was in. Notre Dame thought it was out. But the line judge called it in. So
line judge a little slow to react, but down goes Notre Dame in set one, 25-23.
Notre Dame did a great job coming back in that set. It started out slow, so hopefully they got their hopefully they got woken up a little bit.
They've only lost a handful of sets this year. Haven't lost one in a few weeks, so a little bit of a wake-up call. We'll be back in 2 minutes with set two from Cedar Rapids in the state tournament right here on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
The air is brisk, the leaves are turning and falling to the ground, all is right with the world. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees, pre-lit with LED lights. Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments, displays that Lynn, Daphne, and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list, from rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids and the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, the old Five Seasons Center. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside for 1A State Championship Volleyball quarterfinal action, where Notre Dame just kind of got out-defended in that first game, and the Nikes lose the first set. First set they've lost in weeks, 25-23.
I'm going to guess that coach is probably going to light a fire on them this second set. I expect Notre Dame to come out on fire here, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it's interesting. Tri-Center went to the sideline, chatted for a bit. Coach Amy Wingert patted him on the shoulder and sent him back out. They've been out in the court for 45 seconds to a minute. Well, Notre Dame just came back from the back hallway where Coach Davis, Coach Reed, Coach Baker, and Coach Belger seemed to your point, try to fire up the Nikes. They came out hooting and hollering and making noise, and now I see some laughter and smiles, so we'll see.
That's a good
we'll
sign.
We'll see. Okay, set number two underway. You hear the Nike faithful in the background. We got a building full of Southeast Iowa dignitaries surrounding us high above court one here at the Powerhouse. All and right. Cedar Rapids. So starting off for Tri-Center is Meredith Mason on the serve. Tips over the net. Parkins recovers. Set by Bentz. Here comes Josie Bentz.
Oh, that's a nice
Pound
shot.
City!
Right down the line. That was nice.
Terminator!
Yep, terminated that. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, so Notre Dame jumps out early and fast with that big hit by Bentz. Now Jenna Bentz on serve. The high looping knuckleball. Returned easily, and there they go again. They just, I guess you count it as a kill, but she just kind of tapped it over where Notre Dame wasn't. So that's obviously the game plan by the Trojans. It's not to overpower the Nikes.
Right.
It's to,
they're placing their shots really well right now.
So
we're not. So
tied at one with Marissa Ring on serve. Bentz to Bentz. Back row hit by Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Point for the Nikes. Blocked, but out of bounds it went. 2-1. On serve is Josie Bentz that rattled off four aces in the first game to keep Notre Dame in it.
Wow.
For the first set.
Nice job, Parkins, with the cover.
Here's Deary outside
hit.
There
you go, Gabby. Nice shot.
Yeah. Pounded it home. She wound up, swung, and put a good hit on that one.
That was a nice hit. Is it Jenna? Josie's doing a very good job here.
Josie serve into the back row. Set. Pass.
Oh, nice shot by the libero, Parkins.
Parkins saves it from the back row. It's Bentz. Pass. Set. Here comes the hit by Tri-Center. Blocked at the net.
Nice
recovered
shot
by Deary. Bentz. Back to Deary.
Nice
and
shot.
And another one. Now they're,
nice
now they're rolling. 4-1 on the Deary kill. Again, if you're just joining us, Tri-Center won the first set 25-23. This tournament's already seen one seed upset, and that was at Class 5A, where Iowa City Liberty got beat by Johnston. So anything can happen here at State Volleyball.
Nice save.
Out of bounds save, and Bence gets it all the way back over. What a rally.
Nice block. Coming over.
Back and forth we go. Abby Korshkin for the Nikes. 5-1 Notre Dame. So that rally, it was happening too fast to even announce what was going on.
It's a great job by Jenna chasing that ball.
Jenna
down.
Had to dive into the bench almost to save it. Then Josie got it over from the back row. It's now a hit.
Hitting error by number 8.
Hitting error by Mackenzie Brewer, their big outside hitter. And now Coach Wingard from Tri-Center wants a timeout with Notre Dame jumping out to that early lead, 6-1. Your prediction is ringing true here in set 2, Chin.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming out strong. So hopefully they keep this going.
So it's 6-1 here in set 2. Notre Dame lost the opener 25-23. They trailed by as many as 7, but fought and came all the way back and tied it up. Actually had the lead 20-19, and they tied it up at 23, but Tri-Center got the last 2 points of set 1 to win 25-23. But now the Nikes looking like that top-ranked team we're used to seeing.
Gabby looks like she's got 9 kills. Josie looks like she's got 7 kills up there.
Oh, perfect. They keep stats for us. I'm done trying to keep track. I'm a much better talker than stat keeper as Josie Benz puts it in play. Here's the set and the hit by Brewer. Puts it down.
Wow, that right back right now. Our right back defense. Whew. Just doesn't seem like we're getting ready for those hits.
So 6-2 now. Notre Dame leading here in set 2.
That's a nice pass by Parkins.
Parkins pass. Deary!
Oh, Gabby. Found the antenna.
Hit it into the antenna. Can't hit it into the antenna.
I think I know what Gabby was trying to do. She was trying to hit that ball down the line. They have their setter trying to block her. She's a short blocker. So Gabby's trying to hit down that line. So that's what happened. She hit the antenna instead.
So 6-3. We lead. Tatum Carlson on serve. Drops it down to Bence. Set by Bence. Korshkin. Blocked. Point for the Trojans. Nikes lead 6-4. A lot of ebb and flow. It's like we make a run, they make a run. It's really back and forth.
This game's all about momentum.
Deary pass. Parkins pass. Deary back row hit.
There we go.
Defended well. Here comes the outside hit, and it's out.
Hit again on their outside.
Point to Notre Dame, 7-4 after Presley Arbaugh had a little too much gasoline on that one. Outside wide left, and here comes the Ava Parkins serve.
Short serve, nice.
Dropped it in there nicely. Now a long return by the Nikes. Bence, Deary.
Nice shot.
Big hit, but they defend it well. Back row hits. Bence pass. Parkins set. Back row, Bence just got it over.
Setter dump.
Nice for the point. No, but pancake. Saved by the Nikes.
Pancake.
What a save by Bence. A what?
A pancake. We call it a pancake.
A pancake. Yeah. And now we call that a kill. There's another. You know, they're just not hitting it that hard.
No.
Just hitting it where we're not.
Tri-Center defense. They're digging a lot of balls up at this point.
So 7-5. Notre Dame still leads as Miranda Ring, one of the Ring twins from the Trojan squad, puts it in play. Here's Megan Harrell, big hit, blocked down for the point for Tri-Center, Neola.
It all starts with the pass. We serve received that. We pulled our setter way off from that. That makes it very difficult for our hitters to get a good set.
So your score is 7-6. Notre Dame in the lead. Ring puts it in play. Serve is deep.
Finally.
Man, was that close.
That was close.
Ava Parkins watched it sail deep. I bet that seemed like about a 3-second bounce to her. It's like, let it go. 8-6.
All right, Taryn, let's get a good serve here.
Back up to Taryn Stevens, putting it in play. Her dad, Corey, and Grandpa Delbert, who won a fan appreciation award before the game.
Nice
sitting
serve, Taryn.
Right behind us, and there's the back row hit. Taryn, pass. Bence, set. Deary!
All by herself.
Booyah!
Excellent. Nice job on Taryn at that pass.
So let's see if I'm going to use the right terminology here. When Notre Dame is in system,
it's an easy
they're getting
set.
Points.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
But they're just not defending it consistently enough to do that.
Right.
9-6. Notre Dame leads here in set two after dropping set one. Ace!
Ace serve by
Tarrant. Has been called.
Two great serves by Tarrant in a row.
So Taryn Stevens, the sophomore, number nine, puts Notre Dame up 10-6.
She has improved so much since last year. It's good to see.
Ball's in the air over the net. Nice serve to the back row. Diving save by Tri-Center.
Here we go. Free ball over to us. Oh, yeah. Nice dump.
Set it up!
Jenna, smart.
Jenna Vance puts Notre Dame up 11-6.
I don't know if that was on purpose. That pass was nice and high and tight for Jenna to set dump that one.
That was right at the net, yeah. And she responded nicely, dropped it down for the Nikes point. Stevens serve a little bit deep.
That was a good run, Terrence.
It was. You hate to see the service errors, but both teams serve at about 91%, so you expect to always see one or two serves out a night with the aggressive nature of both of these teams. 11-7, Notre Dame leading here in set two. They drop set one, 25-23. Nice Carlson pass. Puts it in play. Bence. Deering from the right side.
Excellent set by Jenna. Back set that to Gabby on the right side, and she went straight down the line.
So talk to me. She's a right-handed hitter.
Yes.
When she's on the far right side, that's an easier hit and set,
no,
right?
No, that's actually a tougher hit for a right-hander.
Oh, it is?
The ball has to go across your body.
Okay.
That was a great shot by Gabby.
Just goes to show I need to watch more Rockets games when you guys are playing. So there's Deary serve return.
Oh, out of bounds. Good call. The ball got outside the antenna.
Outside the antenna has been called.
Great job
13-7.
Great job by the line judge.
Notre Dame leads. Gabby Deary on serve. And
nice, tough serve.
To the back row it goes. Pass, set, hit. Almost blocked.
Nice,
Parkins
up.
Gets it.
Nice.
Bentz, back row hit Deary.
Nice.
Into the stands.
Excellent shot by Gabby.
They got a little bit of a block on it, but it had some, I'm not going to say Mikel Efecky volume behind it, but it had some strength behind it. We'll keep it right here for this timeout as Notre Dame now leads 14-7. Speaking of Mikel Efecky, Holy Trinity just sitting right over here over our left shoulder. They're getting ready to play tonight. Michaela, of course, one of their coaches now with, we assume, future Hall of Famer Melissa Friesmeier. They play Janesville tonight. Janesville comes in with a 25-15 record, but that's still going to be a pretty tough challenge for HTC.
Yes, HTC has got a pretty tough team. They're gonna do well today.
Well, the Randolph girls, of course, you've got the two Randolph girls that are cousins with Gabby Deary.
Yes.
So I'm sure Grandpa Doyle Hoyer probably listening at home, and if both teams would win, what a setting that would be tomorrow night. We're not going to talk about that yet. We got a lot of volleyball to play between now and then with Notre Dame leading 14-7. Gabby Deary on serve, the 6-foot junior. 12 kills on the night, no aces yet.
Nice serve.
Pass, set, hit. Blocked!
Blocked out of bounds. Darn.
What are they giving?
Oh, no call. No block call. A ball never cleared the net. Oh, wow. That is a tough one. I don't know about that call, but we'll take it.
Now, wait a minute. What?
Tri-Center hit the ball, and it was not blocked.
Oh.
So they hit. Yeah, so that's what happened.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the Lamar's Galen folks, or whoever that is over there, will cheer for us as well. Deary serve in play. Set her down.
Oh. Not ready
Couldn't
for that.
Be handled by Parkins right in the middle of the floor.
What I've noticed so far is we're serving quite a bit to the little libero. Their libero is a pretty good pass, and we need to get away from her. I don't know if Susan's calling that spot, but
nice little 4-point run there by the Nikes. Yeah. Now 15-8. Notre Dame leading in set two. They lost set one as Parkins makes the pass. Bentz, set.
Nice.
Harrell with the pound down.
Oh.
Megan Harrell with her second kill of the night. Notre Dame leading 16-8. Harrell goes to serve. Ball's in play to the deep right side. Set.
Tip. Nice. Oh.
No. Just miscommunication that time by Notre Dame.
Yes. Tarrant had that ball. I think the setter didn't know that. She came back and bumped into her.
16-9. Meredith Mason puts it, no, into the net. Point for the Nikes.
All right.
So the volleyball there. Gods give us one back on the service error. 17-9, Notre Dame leading in set two. On serve, Jenna Bentz. She's got an ace on the night. Her sister's got three. Pass, set, hit, blocked.
Oh.
Out of bounds. Off the Nikes. So Belger and Korsh can try to team up on the block, but ricocheted off to the right.
Looked
out
like,
of play.
Looked like Belger went up a little bit too early on that block.
17-10, Nikes lead the Trojans. And here's Marissa Ring on serve to the back row. Parkins, pass, Bentz, set, back row hit, Deary.
Nice shot.
Whoa! Put it to the back row. Now a back row hit into the net by Tri-Center. We'll take him however we can get him. That was Abby Stamp. Tried to put some heat on it from the back row, but just caught the top of the net, fell to its demise on their side of the court. Now, another tough serve by Bentz.
Yeah, we need to serve to that player more often. She just looks like she's struggling on her passing there.
They're going to count that as an ace, her fourth of the night to go with her seven kills. Here comes Bentz.
Nice short serve.
Set, hit. Diving save by the Nikes, not enough. Flies out of play. And again, credit Tri-Center Neola. Again, they're not taking the biggest swings at it.
No,
they are just
all.
Taking angles and hitting it where we're not.
We're just not moving to it. We're not moving to that ball.
19-11. As Tatum Carlson puts it in play. Deary.
With a real shot. Nice up by Tri-Center.
Right now, back. Brewer to the middle. There it is again, man. They're hitting it right to the middle. We're defending as if they're going to hit it to the back row, and all these little hits are going right 12, 14 feet from the net.
We're not anticipating those short hits anymore. We gotta see it and go. Right now we're waiting for the hard hits, and they're not hitting hard at us.
19-12, Notre Dame leads. Deary.
Oh, nice shot, Kevin.
Really wound up and sent a message with that one into the attempted block by Arbaugh and Carlson. Nothing doing there. 20-12, Notre Dame leads with Ava Parkins on serve. The 5'5 junior.
Oh, nice.
Drops one in for an ace.
Nice serve. Hopefully Notre Dame recognize that Tri-Center has their center in the front row right now. That's a mismatch for Gabby. Feet hit the ball. She'll hit it right over that center.
Parkins next serve. Deep right corner.
Another tough serve.
Can't get to it. Ace.
It is so important to be able to pass on that serve. Right now Tri-Center is struggling with that. What we did first set.
22-12 in set two. Notre Dame lost the opener and fought back with a lot of energy in the second set.
Oh, we get caught looking at it again.
Yeah, that time the Trojans hit one into the back row, and it just caught about 3 inches of the back
It was not
line.
A hard. It was not a hard hit either.
It was not a hard hit, but Notre Dame did not make a block effort and went in for a point.
Nice pass.
Bentz on the return. Bentz on the set. Little dink by Deary, back in play, but they can't handle it. Or wait.
Ooh.
Keep
yep,
playing.
Yep,
no?
Down. They called it down. The line judge called it. That was close.
So 23-13 again, our at-home producer, Jason Marlowe, who you know. He's like, 23. Once you get to 23, you're usually in pretty good shape.
Yes. Yes.
We'll see. Terrence Stevens, who's had a good serving night,
nice
puts
serve.
It in play. They handle it. Back row hit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. They let it go, and it just caught the corner.
Oh.
It's about the fourth one tonight that Notre Dame has watched hit paint. The first game, it was critical because it cost them the set. Here in set two, Notre Dame still leads comfortably 23-14, but don't want to put any wind in the Trojan sails at this point. Served by Taylor
nice
Kenkel.
Pass. Turn.
Bentz.
Oh, boy.
Fajero, a little too hard.
All those close shots down the line or on the sidelines, we need more communication. They need, but the bench can help by yelling in or out. Doesn't seem like they are.
So here's another serve by Carlson.
Nice
Parkins
pass.
Bentz set. Deary blocked.
A little too tight for there. Oh, just mistimed that.
Ball went straight in the air off Deary's block, and all four girls jumped up at the same time. It landed on Notre Dame's side. So point to the Trojans, 23-16. That's four straight for Tri-Center Neola. Serve in play. Bentz pass. Bentz set. Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby. Sharp cut from the right side.
Got it. I was waiting for a signal. These officials are very slow.
Slow, yes.
To signal. I guess they're thorough. Want to make sure everything's
yes.
right.
Yep.
Point to the Nikes, 24-16. Gabby Deary.
Set point.
That was
here.
Her 14th kill. Set points in the air.
Nice serve, Gabby. Out of system for Tri-Center. Here we go. Let's give him a free ball.
Deary. To Bentz.
Nice.
To Harrell. Defended well by Tri-Center. Here comes the hit by the Trojans.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, oh, man. Another one. Barely catches the black paint in the back right corner. Right in front of the Notre Dame bench. 24-17. Tri-Center won't go away. Now serving.
Rule of thumb, if that ball's not hit to you, you have got to move toward it.
Now serving. Presley Albaugh puts it in play to Parkins. Bentz. To Bentz.
And
there it is.
There we go.
25-17, set two. Notre Dame prevails. Now we're one set apiece. Set number three coming up from Cedar Rapids in Class 1A State Quarterfinal Volleyball right here on News Radio 99.3, 1490, and KBUR.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
The holiday season is upon us, and Pilot Grove Savings Bank wants to remind listeners of the importance of supporting our local businesses. Just like your dollars spent locally benefit local businesses and boost the local economy, if you deposit your dollars with a community bank like Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we can turn around and make loans to your friends and neighbors. Eat, drink, shop, bank local this holiday season. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse Downtown Cedar Rapids State Championship 1A Volleyball. We're in the quarterfinals right now. Notre Dame tied up one set apiece with Tri-Center Neola. Tri-Center jumped out to an early lead in set one, and Notre Dame couldn't come back. They lost that one 25-23. But the Nikes looked a little bit more like the Nikes we've seen all year, Chin,
yes,
with that 25-17 set two win.
Let's hope they keep the momentum going here.
Seems like Tri-Center is pretty much content on trying to just out-defend the Nikes, not out-power them, just trying to hit it where we're not, and they've had success with that. We'll see if Notre Dame can make some defensive adjustments here.
They just need to keep moving on defense. Don't stand around and watch.
Set number three is about to commence. Across the gym, it is Galen Catholic and North Tama doing battle. And right after this here on court one, it's Holy Trinity Catholic and Janesville in quarterfinal number two. Jenna Bentz puts it in play in set three. Here comes Tri-Center.
Nice block. Amazing.
Hit, block, return. Here comes back row hit by Bentz. Did he catch some paint?
Out of bounds.
We don't catch that little corner. The coffin corner 1-0. So Tri-Center starts off set three with a point. Parkins, Bentz, Deary.
Nice shot,
hit by Gabby. She really wound up on that
one. Yes, she did. That was some nice, speedy hit by Gabby.
And she elevated a little bit, but that's what a six-foot hitter gets you, because
yes,
she hit it from 10, 11 feet behind the net, but still had enough power on it that they couldn't handle it. Parkins nice on the return. Bent, set.
Nice.
Harrell
nice
hit.
Set in the middle.
Down it goes.
Nice shot by Bill. That was a nice set by Jenna.
So two quick points by the Nikes. 2-1, set three. We're tied up at a set apiece.
That's a nice quick tempo set there by Jenna. Caught Tri-Center off guard.
Parkins serve. Pass set blocked. Out of bounds. Give the kill to Marissa Ring. She's got six on the night. Notre Dame led by Deary with 15 kills. Josie Bentz has eight to go with her four ace serves. Now Marissa Ring on serve.
Get a pass here. Nice pass.
Bentz to Bentz to Deary.
Nice shot.
Another kill for Gabby.
It all starts with that first pass. That was a nice job, bud.
So important. Keep it in system.
Yes.
And avoid the campfires. Right?
Yes.
Okay, 3-2, Notre Dame leading.
All right, Taryn, give us some more tough serves that you've been doing.
Taryn did a great job serving in the first
nice
two sets. Ace. There's an ace.
Nice serve.
That's her second ace. That's her second ace.
Nice job, Taryn.
And her grandpa Delbert right over our right shoulder cheering his granddaughter and all the Nikes on. You can probably hear him. She tried to just drop one over the net, and down it went. So, service error there, but 4-3, Notre Dame leads in set three.
That was a good strategy there. Taryn's been serving a lot of balls deep. That one, she tried to change it up and serve short, just a little too short.
Carlson served, defended by Stevens. Oh. And then a little miscommunications between Parkins and Deary. Point to Tri-Center, tied back up at four. So Notre Dame not having the fast start in this set like they did in set two. Here comes the Carlson serve.
Nice
Stevens,
pass, Taryn.
Bentz. Harrell.
Boom.
Nice. Woo!
That's as easy as ABCs right there. Nice pass, nice set, put it down.
You know, the more volleyball I watch, you know, it is that first pass
first
is
pass.
So important.
So important.
Really, really is.
Those passes don't get a lot of credit, but they're the ones that start the offense.
Here's Deary serve. Pass, set, outside hit.
That's a free ball. Let's go. Terminate.
Bentz set it up. Defended well by Tri-Center. Outside hit. Blocked, but down it went.
That's the thing. Anytime a team gives you a free ball, your goal is to terminate that ball. We didn't do that. That's what happens. They come back right back at you.
So now we're at 5-5. In set three, we're tied up one set apiece.
Nice pass, Taryn.
Stevens. Bentz nice all the way across the court. That was a
nice
great
cut.
Angle.
That was a great
that was
cut.
Right in front of it. I mean, she got the hit. She didn't hit that hard, but I mean, it was only about 8 feet on the other side of the net.
That's a tough shot to defend.
I don't know. I'd call it some sort of side kill. I don't know if that's the
sharp cut. Is what we
sharp
call it.
Cut. They went the sharp cut. As Harrell serve is in play, defended, pass, set,
sure.
Hit.
Good. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Harrell into the net. Harrell just didn't get a good angle on that pass.
So important for every player to be able to pass that ball. And that was a pretty fairly slow ball. We didn't get to it. We didn't get that pass up, and that cost us that point.
Tied up at six. Putting it in play for the Trojans. Taylor Kankel, the 5'7 sophomore. To Deary. To Bancy.
Nice block by Josie.
Right at the net. It was blocked back and forth. Now another meeting at the net.
Yep. A little dump by their hitter and right to a spot where we were not.
It was in play, and we had our blockers there. They just took the angle.
We're not anticipating those short tips. We got to go once you see those hands up.
So now Notre Dame trails by one, 7-6. Stevens, Parkins, Bentz, back
nice
row
try.
Hit. Set, hit, block.
That's out. Out of bounds on antenna.
Antenna.
Nice job, defense.
Thank you, antenna. Tied back up at seven as Maisie Belger checks in for Taryn Stevens. Maisie will play the front row. Taryn plays when they're in the back. Here comes the Serve by Jenna Bentz.
Nice
pass. Pass, set, hit, block.
Nice block.
For the point.
Oh, nice job, Abby Korshkin.
Abby Korshkin and Belger put up a wall, blocked it down, 8-7. Notre Dame back in the lead here in set three. We're tied up one set apiece. What a quarterfinal volleyball
from
Cedar Rapids. Almost an ace by Bentz.
Ball. Here comes a free ball.
Deary, Bentz, and Bentz.
Nice.
Right
you go.
To us.
There you go.
The guy just in front of us got his hands on that ball. Good defense, sir. Yeah, okay.
Nice free ball play there.
So 9-7. Notre Dame now up two. We haven't had a lead of more than that this set, but now a deep serve by Bentz. It's our third service area by my count. 9-8. Notre Dame leads by one. So back and forth we go. Presley Arbaugh, the serving player for the Trojans. Nice. Bentz, back row hit by Deary.
Oh, nice shot. Oh, nice shot
yeah,
by Deary.
Yeah, Nike's point. I was slow to react because I didn't see, again, waiting for the official serve, but they tried to block it and didn't get it.
That was a nice cut shot from the back row by Deary. That was a tough shot.
Josie Bentz on serve. Pass, set, hit.
Out. Oh, she
Parkins makes the play. Bentz into the bench, saves it to her sister who gets it back over for the Nikes.
Short
set her dump.
Nice.
Defended well.
Get up, Gabby.
Belger to Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Point, Notre Dame!
Hey.
Big point by the Nikes. Looked like they were going to lose that
yep,
one. They
yep.
hung in there, dove into the bench, saved it. Point, Notre Dame. They lead 11-8.
Parkins made up for that shot, that pass. That would have been out, but she took it. But at least she covered that second ball. Here we go.
Korshkin to Bentz. Set her dump. Defended well by the Trojans. Now a big hit. Would have been out, but Bentz saved it. Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Pass, set, hit by Tri-Center. Uh-oh. Another
job,
diving
Parkins.
Save by Parkins to Bentz. Keeps it in play. Pass, set, hit. Yeah, can't handle that one. That was a hard hit. Mackenzie Brewer, we can see why she leads him in kills. When she wants to wind up and hit it,
yes.
she can.
Yep.
And she also has very good placement. 11-9, Notre Dame still leads by two.
That's so difficult to defend when you have a smart hitter. She could mix it up on you.
Now,
nice receive.
Mason on the serve. Back row hit by Bentz.
Hey.
Too much to handle.
Nice shot.
Point for the Nikes. As Megan Harrell, the senior, checks back in for junior Abby Korshkin.
Notre Dame needs to pull away. Give yourself some cushion for a run on their side.
Parkins on serve for Notre Dame. She's had a nice touch tonight from the service line. That one's in play. Set, hit.
Nice up.
Pass by Bentz. Yeah. Parkins out of system. Notre Dame gets it back. Here comes the set and the hit. Blocked at the net.
That's a lift on Gabby.
They're going to call it a lift. Okay. Yeah. So, man, right when we get that three-point lead, which is the biggest one of this set, they get it back. 12-10, Notre Dame leads set three. We're tied up at one set apiece. Tri-Center won the opener. Nikes won the second. Here's the serve by Ring.
Nice pass.
Bentz, pass. Bentz, set. Deary!
Nice cut by Gabby. Nice up by Tri-Center.
Now, Parkins to Bentz. Back row hit by Bentz.
Nice shot.
Come on, come on, come on. Got it.
In the back row.
Finally got a little paint deep in the back left side of court one. Point to the Nikes on the back row hit by Josie Bentz. That's her 12th kill of the night.
Josie took some off of that and made it get, let it get back in.
A little top spin, a little top spin on
it.
And here comes Taryn Stevens on serve for the Nikes.
Nice tough serve, Taryn. Another
ace. And that's an ace. For the junior, she's got three of them on the night. Biggest lead this set now, 14-10. Now,
timeout.
We've got a timeout Tri-Center. Back in 30 seconds with Notre Dame leading set three, 14-10, right here on KBUR.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling.
Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy! Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no! But Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
After the timeout here in set three, it's Notre Dame leading 14 to 10 with Terrence Stevens on serve.
Out.
And a back throw hit by Tri-Center. Definitely deep. If you're just joining us, Notre Dame lost the opening set 25-23, won the second 25-17. And lead now 15-10 in set three with Terrence Stevens, who's been great on serve all night.
Nice, another nice serve by Terrence.
Here comes the hit by Tri-Center. Block. Parkins pass. Set by Bentz. Deary with the runner. Nice. Yes!
The net is her friend. Rolled it right off the net.
Kill number 19 for the junior. Big game for Gabby Deary.
Terrence doing an incredible job as a sophomore here. Serves. Tough serves. Tri-Center's having difficulties passing it.
So here comes
another
ace into the crowd.
Stand.
They couldn't handle it. And now I wasn't sure if that Tri-Center fan was going to return the ball or not. I'm sure they've got plenty. 17-10 after the Stevens ace. Another good serve by Taren. Now set. Hit.
Oh,
and
nice, up,
nice save by Bentz to Stevens. Gets it over. Back in play. Pass. Set.
Nice
blocked
block
to the net by the Nikes. Back and forth we go. That's out.
Move. It's
gosh
good.
Almighty, you got another corner of the darn.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They are dropping dimes in the corner like nobody. That's got to be the ninth or
easily,
eighth or
easily
ninth that they've had that just.
But not even a fast hit even. That's the problem.
So,
you just got to move on those shots.
So I looked away. They had an ace?
Yes, it was ace.
17-12 after the Carlson ace serve. Nike's lead. Here comes the Carlson serve.
Nice pass, Parkins.
Parkins, Bentz, Harrell block. Out of system. They get it back over the net.
It was a nice pass. Go outside.
Bentz to Deary.
Nice. Right down the line. And she just tattooed their player. Oh, wow.
Terminated it.
Terminated it. Big time.
I'm going to have to work with our producers to come up with some more terminology if we have an opportunity to do another game. I'm running out of new material here as Notre Dame leads 18-12. Gabby Deary on serve. The net is her friend. She barely gets it over, but good defense by
nice
Tri-Center.
Nice up, Gabby.
Deary, pass, on, Bentz, set, Bentz.
Nice deep bow shot.
What was that?
That should have been a double call. We'll take it.
So it was Abby Stamp kind of falling backwards, tried to hit it with like an overhand double hand. Can you do that?
Yes.
You
yes
can. Okay.
But that time it didn't come out very clean.
Timeout. Tri-Center. So Tri-Center wants a timeout, leading 19-12 is Notre Dame. So back in 30 seconds with more volleyball from Cedar Rapids on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse downtown Cedar Rapids. About an hour and a half north of Burlington, about a four-hour trip for Tri-Center, whose home is Neola, Iowa, over near Omaha, just south of I-80. Tri-Center won the opener 25-23. Nike's won the second set 25-17 and now lead 19-12 in set three with Gabby Deary on serve. Deary's got 20 kills to go with a couple of aces and almost an ace. They get it back.
Free ball.
Parkins.
Let's go.
Bends. Nice. Set it up. Defended well by Tri-Center. Here comes the hit by the Trojans.
Nice up, Gabby, on defense.
Now a back row hit by Stevens. Oh. Returned by Tri-Center.
Nice.
Deary
dude.
Pass. Bent set. Bent. Nice winds score. Up and sends it down
nice
the
shot.
Line.
Nice shot. Once again, that started with that pass on defense. Excellent
so
job.
Bent has a baker's dozen kills tonight. Actually, now 14 is the update. The stat board 20-12. Notre Dame leading in set three. Deary serve in play.
Set or dump. Oh, Parkins was
they
not ready
it.
For that.
They got it. Nice play. That time by Emil Sorensen just dumped it over. 20-13. Notre Dame leading. Now we're going to give Gabby Deary a little breather and Lauren Krieger, Lolo Krieger. Sophomore setter checks in. Serve in play. Stevens. Bence to Bence.
Nice line shot by Bence.
Terminate.
That's a nice shot.
Now Abby Korshkin going to come in for Parkins, so it's Bence and Korshkin up front with Krieger, Stevens in the back row, and the serve is coming from Megan Harrell. Pass, set, hit.
Nice pass, Taryn.
Taryn Stevens on the pass. Korshkin nice winds block. Up, but it was blocked. Now Bence, pass, Bence, hit.
Nice.
Returned by Tri-Center.
Ooh, nice shot.
And Mason. Another back row kill. By Meredith Mason.
Looks like Coach Davis is trying something new here. He took Gabby out, put a DS, put a back row player in there on that right side. That's where we were weak. Hopefully she'll dig some balls up.
21-14, Notre Dame leads in set three. Now the serve from Kenkel. Oh. Into the net. We'll take him however we can get him. 22-14, Notre Dame in the lead as Belger will check back in for Stevens. So up front it's Bence, Belger, and Korshkin, and on serve, Jenna Bence. She's got an ace earlier this evening. There's the kind of lollipop drop serve. Back row hit, nice defended stuff. By Bence. Korshkin.
Oh, boy.
Krieger.
Double contact.
Give her a double.
Yep.
Just a sophomore. I think this is probably her first state tournament action. Probably a little,
yes, a little
jittery.
Yep. It's nice that some of the older players are giving them some, giving her a little pep talk there.
And with a seven-point cushion, it's a good time to get Lauren some reps in here. She makes a nice pass
nice
there.
Pass.
Bence to Bence. Blocked.
Nice cover.
Saved by Korshkin. Bence to Bence.
Tipped. Ooh.
Little tip.
All right.
Okay.
Nice
Krieger.
Three ball pass.
Bence. Set it up. Point.
Nice down.
Nikes.
Nice shot. Excellent job by the little sophomore.
23-15.
Gabby comes back in for her. A lot of smile on there by that Krieger.
So, yeah, nice. Yeah, Lolo, a couple nice plays by Krieger. The sophomore is, Bence tried to go for the ace. Caught the top of the net, no good. Service error by Josie Bence. She had three aces going into that serve and tried to get him off guard. Didn't work, 23-16. Nike's lead. Mason serve.
Yeah, nice pass by Josie.
Bence to Bence to Korshkin.
Nice shot.
And the point for Abby.
Nice shot by Abby. Good seeing her swinging the ball. Jenna's doing a great job getting her hitters some nice sets here.
Set point. Ava Parkins puts it in play. Bump. And another point. The Trojans aren't going away easy.
Megan made a big mistake there. She tried to block the setter. The setter on Tri-Center was back row, so
okay.
No need to block that setter.
So 24-17 on serve for the Trojans, Marissa Ring. Notre Dame leads. Just need a point to go up two sets to one.
I guess that can't be. Oh, that ball was out
of bounds.
The serve
would have been out. Ooh. Bence takes it to Deary. To Bence, back in play. Carlson. Here comes Brewer.
Oh.
Got it down.
Yep. Inbounds. Gotta move. We gotta move on defense.
24-18. Tri-Center hanging around here in set three.
Pretty good pass. I think they're probably going to set Gabby Deary here on this first ball.
There's the serve. Bents.
Not a good pass.
Parkins. Deary up into the net. 24-19. Coach Davis going to call a timeout?
No.
Nope, he's going to let him play. If anything, Mike Davis is pretty calm. He always stays pretty calm. The head man of the Nikes, pretty
let's get a pass. Here
calm
goes.
Demeanor as here comes the serve.
There you go.
Bents. To Bents. To Harrell.
Slipped
out.
A little hard.
24-20. Notre Dame leads. But they've rattled off five straight points.
Let's get a pass here again. Come on. Out.
Oh, that would have been out. Bents takes it. Bents sets it. Deary.
There you go.
Puts an exclamation point on that victory with her 21st kill of the night. 25-20. Notre Dame leads. Now 2-1 after winning set three. Back with more quarterfinals state championship volleyball from Cedar Rapids after this two-minute break on News Radio 99.3, 1490. And KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come, we'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees. Pre-lit with LED lights? Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments, displays that Lynn, Daphne and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list, from rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, home of the 2021 State Volleyball Championship, and the Notre Dame Nikes looking to repeat as Class 1A champion. They come in top seed, ranked number one in the state, and they were shocked in the opening set by Tri-Center Neola, 25-23, but have responded in kind with two straight set wins. And one set, 25-17, and set three, 25-20, and as we start play in set three, the Trojans come out firing and get the first point on a big hit.
Big hit by their senior outside hitter.
Casey Fleming joined by Chin Nguyen of the Iowa Rockets.
Nice setter dump by Jenna Bents.
Our expert volleyball analyst, we thank Chin for helping us out, was alongside last year, of course, as we're tied up at one. A lot of dignitaries in attendance, including my old high school football coach, Dan Reed. Up there among many others, and of course the gym's filling up with Southeast Iowans as Holy Trinity plays
finally.
Next.
Finally, Tri-Center hits it out.
Finally. So if you're just joining us, Tri-Center Neola has dropped a dozen balls within 3-4 inches of the back line or corner, and they finally had one just sail out. We'll see if that's a sign of things to come as Notre Dame leads 2-1. Nice save by Parkin. Oh, they couldn't capitalize, though. Parkin saved it just a little bit short of Genevance to get to that one. We're tied up at 2. So channeling my inner Jim Zobel, hug and kiss those radios. Father Marty and Dennis and Carolyn Patterson, my in-laws, and everybody listening at home and abroad as Notre Dame blocks that last hit
blocks
the next hit.
So
back and forth we go.
Nice.
Another block. Three straight blocks by Korshkin and Belger.
Come on. Nice.
Oh, almost four, but instead we get it back. Belger keeps it in play for the Nikes. Another Brewer hit. Blocked again.
Oh,
that time they pound the block down by Korshkin.
Threw it down that time.
A little better defense so far in set three.
Exactly.
Or set four, Chid.
Yep. Looks like everybody's moving on defense on this one. That's a nice serve.
And
in the net.
A big hit by Brewer into the net. So now Notre Dame leads 4-2. On serve is Josie Bentz. She's got four aces tonight to go with her 15 kills.
Nice tough serve.
Sends it to the back row. Pass, set, hit.
It's good, it's good. Nice up.
Bentz pass, yeah. Bentz set. Here comes Deary.
Oh,
boom!
Nice shot.
That's her 22nd kill on the night.
Abby Stamp from Tri-Center is going to have nightmares of Gabby. That's the second time she's gotten tagged down the line.
5-2 Notre Dame leads. Bentz serves, drops just over the 10-foot line.
Up,
nice
up,
set.
Nice
block.
Save, Stamp
gets it over on the save. Here comes Brewer down the line,
nice
defended
up,
by Bentz. Parkins to Bentz. Nice defense by Tri-Center. Pass set, hit.
Oh.
Down the line.
Outside.
One of those, what do we call it? Cross cut?
Cross shot. Sharp cross.
Sharp
even
cross.
A fast hit.
So Notre Dame leads 5-3 here in the early going in set four. Notre Dame up 2-1.
Nice pass, serve. Gabby.
Oh, big hit by Korshkin.
She put the hammer down on that one. Excellent shot.
She played good at in the regional final, and she played good a game or two before that. And I asked Mike Davis about that in the post-game interview after they won the regional. He said they've kind of changed her approach to do more quick jumping hits instead of trying to elevate too high.
Yep.
And I think Abby's really playing well for Notre Dame right now. There's Harrell, a little dink. Brewer
nice
with the
sub.
Hit.
Nice
Bentz
sub,
pass. Bentz set. Deary.
Oh, deep. A little bit outside.
Is dink a term or is that not?
Dink is a term where you a little barely over the block, short.
Okay, so I can use it without sounding like a middle schooler?
Yes.
Or just call it a tip, maybe?
Tip, yep. We can
call
that
a light tip. 6-4 as Miranda Ring puts it in play.
Nice
Deary just absolutely annihilated that one.
Oh, that was a nice shot.
Quick set by Bentz, and Deary just destroyed it. 23 kills
Notre Dame,
for the All-Staters.
Notre Dame uses their quick tempo sets. It's getting Tri-Center off balance right now.
On serve, Taryn Stevens. She's been spectacular tonight from the service line. Another good serve there by Taryn. Set or dump.
Nice.
Defended. Oh, a great tip by Bentz.
Here we go.
Parkins. Bentz, here she comes. Deary!
Oh, boy. Tri-Center is going to be in trouble here.
So that's what you call in-system volleyball.
In-system, yep. Nice pass, nice set.
That was fantastic. Fantastic. And it all started with the Stevens serve. Yep. And here comes the sophomore again. She's got four aces on the night. Oh, it just caught the top of the net, and it fell back into our field of play. Point four. Tri-Center, 8-5. Notre Dame now leading in set three.
Let's get a pass here, Notre Dame.
Emil Sorensen, jump serve.
Nice.
Stevens.
Pass,
Bentz. Deary, blocked.
There we go. Free ball back to us. Let's go.
Okay.
Terminate. Ooh,
Parkins.
Oh, nice job.
And the tip.
Yes. Set dump by Jenna. Excellent job.
Okay. 9-5, Notre Dame leading. Getting a little bit closer to that third set victory that they need.
Come on, Gabby, get a serve here. Nice serve.
Deary on serve to the back row. Pass set.
That's good. Let's go.
Hit and it's blocked. Bentz.
Nice set.
To Bentz. They defend it well.
Oh.
Now a block out of play by the Nikes.
A nice shot by their senior.
Marissa Ring. The Ring twins. I don't know how many. I don't know how many times you're going to have two sets of twins.
I know.
On the court at the same time. There's Parkins. Debance. Debance. Cross court. Defended well. Pass set.
Nice
tip
job.
Blocked by Harrell. Back and forth we go. Stevens. Debance. Debance.
Nice
tips
tip.
It over. Defended well, though. Parkins. Bence. Let's back try up. It again. Gary from the back row. Ooh. Destroys it.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Gabby is swinging hard right now.
Dry center can't handle her hard hits right now. All right, let's get a good
when they here. Played Winfield, which was the second game of their regionals, Gabby just brought a little extra to that game, and I'm starting to see that same gear that she showed that night here tonight in this third set from
nice
Deary.
Nice block by Jenna.
So Jenna Bence on the block. 11-6.
Notre Dame's clicking right now.
Putting it in play, Megan Harrell.
Nice short serve.
Tough pass. They get it back.
Get it out here.
Stevens. Bence. To Bence.
Oh.
To the back row. Almost was a push. Brewer out. With a cross cut. Out. Too out. Much. And it's out.
Out. All right, here we go. Another serve here.
Megan Harrell on serve for Notre Dame, leading 12-6. Brewer hits it. Ooh. Block. Notre Dame can't handle it. Out of play. Point to the Trojans.
All right, come on, Notre Dame. Let's get a pass going. Don't let them give them any runs here.
12-7. Notre Dame leads here.
Nice up,
Gabby. In set three.
Oh, nice roll shot. By
nice
Josie.
Little roll shot.
Roll shot, yep.
The roll shot.
She just rolled right over the blocker's hands and it went right in the campfire.
Got him out of system.
Yep.
13-7, Notre Dame leading after that kill by Bence. Serving now is Jenna Bence.
Nice serve.
The lollipop trouble. Dropped it over the net. They're having trouble with
look
it.
Out.
Korshkin.
Oh, nice shot. Oh, nice save.
She pounded it home in the net, but they got it back. Now Bence. Parkins. Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Pass set hit by Ring.
Oh.
Right to that middle spot that we just have not defended well at all tonight.
I'm going to guess that Friesman's watching this right now. She's taking some notes. Hopefully we fix that after this match.
Oh, I'm sure. Holy Trinity plays next. Janesville in quarterfinal
nice
game
pass.
Number two. Bence. Korshkin. Tip over. Defended by Springville. Brewer with the big hit. Deary pass. Bence set. Bence swing. And they got it back.
That's
back
good.
Row hit.
Oh my
saved
goodness.
By Parkins into the net. 13-9. Here comes Tri-Center. Right when Notre Dame had a little run.
Oh.
Tri-Center Neola's responded again.
They're just not ready on defense there for those off-speed shots.
13-9 at set three. Notre Dame leads set four. Notre Dame leads two sets to one as Gabby Deary couldn't handle that serve. An ace for Ring. Her first ace of the night. Timeout, Coach Mike Davis. With Notre Dame leading 13-10 in set four. Back in 30 seconds. After this on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
After the timeout here in set four, Notre Dame leading 13-10, but a little run right now by Tri-Center. We'll see if Coach Davis's timeout gave the girls that needed energy to close this one out. Notre Dame leads two sets to one here in quarterfinal game one, 1A state championship volleyball from Cedar Rapids. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside.
Nice.
Sam
pass.
And Chris run of the show back at the station. Nice. And a big hit by Bence.
Excellent job by Libero Parkins with the pass there.
Just what Notre Dame needed. So that's her 17th kill for Josie Bence. Now she goes on serve.
Nice serve.
Her fifth ace.
That serve dropped big time. That center did not expect that.
Well, Deary Brothers is smashing all sales records, and Gabby Deary's smashing Tri-Center with 25 kills right now. As Bence almost gets another ace. They barely get it to the net, and Korchkin was there.
Excellent job
to slam it down.
She was ready for that one.
16-10, Notre Dame.
Some tough serves here by Josie.
Another little
short
lollipop
serve.
Just dropped it over the net. Six aces for the senior.
That was a great call by Coach Reed.
17-10. And another lollipop. They're still not ready for it. They're going to get this one back. No, they're not. Into the net.
I guess Tri-Center's going to call a timeout here to regroup. They're in trouble right now.
So she's done three straight lollipops. Now I guess this one's going to be deep.
Yep.
But instead, Tri-Center is going to call a timeout, trailing 18-10 here in set four. We'll keep it right here. And again, thank our sponsors. Of course, Great River Health System, my full-time employer. I appreciate them allowing me to do the broadcasting of various sporting events throughout the year. So Great River Health System, our own athletic trainer, Aaron Bush, here taking care of the Nikes tonight. And, of course, John Korchkin. You recognize the last name?
Yes.
Of course, we've got a Korchkin on sponsor. John Korchkin, he and his wife, Kim. State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Korchkins are there. And another name that's going to sound familiar, Reed Landscaping and Turf. Of course, Kyle Reed, Kyle and Susan have Reed Landscaping and Turf. And Susan, one of the assistant coaches. And, of course, all the kids wearing the Rally for Reed shirts tonight. Susan Reed's nephew, Reed Gleason, passed away October 13th, 2020. And they commemorate him with the shirts and play for him in his memory.
Ace,
as another ace is served up by Bence. 19-10. Notre Dame in the lead. Now a big hit by Brewer, blocked away by Korchkin, out of play, but a huge service run there by Bence.
Nice serving by Bence. Josie. All right, let's get a pass here, Notre Dame.
On serve is Carlson. She's been tough tonight on serve.
Ooh,
that would have been, might have been out.
It looked like it was dropping. It was float serve. It was dropping big time.
So Parkins was a little late to get to it.
Here's what they should do. They should scoot back a little bit because that was a deep serve.
And then come up.
19-12,
Notre Dame leads. Five points away from advancing to the semifinals.
Nice set.
Deary just absolutely blasted that one down the line.
He crushed that thing.
Great pass and set by Parkins and Bence to set up Deary for her 26th kill.
That was a very tough set for Bence to get to.
Parkins serve in play. Notre Dame
set
leading.
Up, nice up. Parkins.
20-12. Bence.
Oh,
the Harrell with the pound.
Tri-City is in a ton of trouble right now. Notre Dame's got a huge momentum going, and they're trying to stop it. They took a timeout.
21-12. Coach Amy Winger trying to hang on and keep this one alive. Again, a recap. Tri-Center won the first set 25-23. Notre Dame won set 2 25-17 and set 3 25-20. We trailed 1-0 in set 4, but it's pretty much been all Nike since then, leading 21-12 behind great serving of Josie Bence and Taryn Stevens, and of course Gabby Deary, 26 kills. I'm not much of a statistician when it comes to volleyball. 26 is a pretty big number, isn't it?
That's pretty good numbers there.
17 kills for Josie Bence, a bushel full of assists by Jenna Bence, and a whole bunch of digs and passes by Parkins and Harrell. Harrell's got some kills as well, as Ava Parkins gets a serve over the net. There's the hit.
Nice
blocked.
Block, Gabby.
Another one. Blocked by Notre Dame. And a point for the Nikes. 22-12.
Megan's a little undersized, but she gets up there, so
Notre Dame 3 points away from advancing to tomorrow's semifinal. Park and serve in play. Pass set, hit by Brewer.
Nice
blocked.
Block.
Set or dump.
Parkins.
Bent set or dump.
Oh,
that one works.
23-12.
The magic 23. We'll see if that rings true here in set four. Park and serve in play. Pass, set, hit. Ooh, barely got over. Just got over the right side of the net. Deary got it back, but it was out of bounds. So a point to Tri-Center.
Nice play by Tri-Center. There.
I'd say they're on life support, but they still have air. 23-13, Notre Dame leading. Here comes Miranda Ring. She served good all night.
Uh-oh. Nice save by Bentz.
Out of system. Oh. Notre Dame got out of system. Bentz saved it, but Brewer pounded it down across the far left side. 23-14, Notre Dame leading. So Notre Dame doesn't want to get complacent. They're in a good position.
Nice up, Gabby.
Deary to Bentz. Harrell. Absolutely the biggest swing I've seen that girl ever take.
Monster hit by Bentz. Wow.
Man, oh, man. A little TNT on that one. 24-14.
On holy cow. The whole Notre Dame crowd's going nuts now.
It's a blackout for the Nike crowd. I don't know what the theme was. They're all in black. Black face paint. There's the serve. By guess who? Katie Stevens comes in to serve for the Nike win. What a moment. I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it either.
They snuck injured Katie Stevens in to serve for the win.
Match point. That was a great move there.
What an absolute fantastic moment for Katie Stevens and the Notre Dame Nike. So Notre Dame advances Downing Tri-Center 3-1, and who gets the serve on the winning point but Katie Stevens, who was last year's tournament MVP, tears her ACL playing some recreational volleyball in the spring. She's been out all season, but she suited up. She can play a little bit. They just don't want her jumping and going lateral on that knee. She served on senior night 3 weeks ago, and there she was to serve for the win. What a moment for the Nikes as they advance to the state semifinals for the second year in a row. They will face the winner of Holy Trinity in Janesville. That game is coming up next. We'll be back to recap this one after a two-minute break right here on News Radio 99.3, 1490, and KBUR.com.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we feel our loan officers are unique because they can help with a wide range of your lending needs, from agricultural to home loans. Our team of lenders encourages you to reach out for all of your lending needs. With 14 locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, including our newest location on South Gear Avenue in West Burlington, an officer is guaranteed to be just a short drive away. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
We've been spending more time at home these days, and you may have noticed that your current house just doesn't fit your needs anymore. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank in New London. We have home loans to help you get a house that fits your life today. Or maybe you need to upgrade. Entertainment system, better appliances. With your good credit, the Danville State Savings Bank can help. We go the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here he comes. With a 3-1 victory over the Tri-Center Trojans, the Notre Dame Nikes take one step closer to repeating as Class 1A state champions in girls volleyball. We're joined by Coach Mike Davis. After an early scare, you guys hung in there and made one heck of a comeback. Early match jitters, just didn't seem to settle down there in that first set, Coach.
I don't know if what it was. We haven't played like that for quite a while. Like I said, there still was no excuse why we didn't win that first set. We had every chance in the book. We came back and we let it slip away. But no, like I said, they responded well. They came out second, third, fourth game and basically took that lead and just took care of business. So,
well, we got what we expected, about 26 kills out of Gabby Deary. She played huge tonight. Great serving, I thought, tonight by Taryn Stevens.
Yes, like I said, I don't mind when she misses a couple as long as she's serving aggressive, and I think we served aggressive all night long. There was a couple spots where we just kind of let up a little bit, but like I said, once we got that lead, we were driving in little missiles, and it was getting them out of system all night long. So.
Yeah, Josie Bentz had a handful of aces as well to go along with Taryn, and all the girls served well. It looked like they kind of found a hole in your defense for a little bit there, kind of in the middle, and then you kind of righted that as the second and third sets went on.
Yeah, that first and second, even the third game, we didn't play defense well at all. It was actually, for us, it was quite embarrassing on how we played defense. Our blocking was super spotty today. We couldn't put up any type of block, so that's some stuff we're going to have to get cleaned up if we're going to move on after tomorrow. So.
And, you've seen a lot more volleyball games than I have, obviously. I have never seen so many corner shots, 1 inch on the back line shots, tri-center. Little bit of luck on their side. They really did put it right on the corner a number of times. But, the girls never hung their heads. You came back, and after losing that first set, I thought just carried through in the next three. So congratulations.
You bet.
What's the plan? You guys heading back home? And then
We're going to watch a little bit of this game because we play the winner tomorrow. And then we're going to get some pizza to go, and it's going to be good road pizza. It's going to taste good. So,
well, you enjoy that pizza, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks,
All
Coach
right,
Davis.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
And that is Coach Mike Davis of the Notre Dame Nikes, who advance after downing Tri-Center Neola by a score of 3-1. And it was nervous time for the Nikes early on. It's been upset central here at Cedar Rapids. Of course, we talked about the 5A upset where top seed Iowa City Liberty was ousted in their quarterfinal match yesterday. So anybody can meet anybody at this level of volleyball on any given night. And while the Nikes had our hearts beating a little fast in set one, they sure settled in, Chin, and they just they hung in there. They did what they do. They relied on Deary when they got in rhythm. Is that the right?
Yes, in rhythm.
Gabby just had a huge night. And I really thought the serves by the Nikes down the stretch made a big difference.
Yeah, Nikes, their serve receive picked up quite a bit, so they got the easy passes up to the center, set Gabby up, and set the hitters up pretty well.
So as they looked forward to playing either Holy Trinity, their neighbor just down Highway 61, or
Janesville,
what is Coach Davis and the Nikes, what do they have to work on? I mean, my very amateur, I would say their defense needs a little bit cleaned up, but what are your thoughts?
Defense is key. Serve, receive, and defense. Those are the two main components when you get down to the state play. Every team down here is going to be good. And whoever can serve, receive, whoever can serve tough, those are the ones that are going to win.
Okay, that is our expert volleyball analyst, Chin Nguyen. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
We got
a streak going.
Yeah, we got a streak going. Chin will be back. We'll talk about that streak later. We'll save that for later. But we do have a little bit of a streak going. I was a little nervous because we were on court two last year, and we'd not been over on this side of the gym. But semifinals tomorrow night, Notre Dame Downs, Tri-Center, Neola in sets 3-1. They lost the opener 25-23. They win sets 2, 3, and 4 by scores of 25-17, 25-20, and 25-14. It was a Megan Harrell absolute pound kill that put him up 24-14. And then I didn't get a chance to ask Coach Davis as we were talking about other stuff, but man, was it neat to see Katie Stevens get in there and serve one serve for the Nikes victory.
A lot of credit to her for all that rehab that she's doing to be able to be out here and warm up with the team and stuff, so happy for her.
That was a really neat moment. So if you missed that, Katie Stevens, who's out all season with an injury, she's healthy enough to serve. Obviously, she can't play and move laterally and jump, but they sent her in. She served. Notre Dame got the win 25-14 in set four to advance to play in the semifinals tomorrow night against the winner of Holy Trinity Catholic and Janesville. That match is coming up in about 15 minutes right here at the Powerhouse as the All-American Michaela Fecky makes her way right in front of us here down courtside. So we wish Holy Trinity the best. Wouldn't that be something else if these two teams would meet tomorrow? They met earlier this year, of course, and Notre Dame won 3-0. Last year, man, talk about an absolute slugfest. You were there for that. Matter of fact, I think that's when we started our broadcasting run. Five sets, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was
went down to the fifth.
Notre Dame was down 0-2 and came back and won it.
Yeah, that was a lot of people said that game down at Schottenkirk Gymnasium down there in Fort Madison at Holy Trinity, that game, they said, might have been the state championship played there in the regional semifinal. But either way, Holy Trinity's advanced this year. They were in a different region than Notre Dame, so the Nikes go to the semifinals. We'll see if Holy Trinity does. And we'll be back here tomorrow at the Powerhouse. We'll be on the air again tomorrow just a little bit before 6 o'clock with semifinal action as the Notre Dame Nikes, top-ranked in the state, look to reclaim that state championship that they won last year here in Cedar Rapids. So, Chin, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
So for Chin Wynn from the Iowa Rockets, for Sam and Chris back at the stadium or the studios at River Park Place making us sound good, and for Father Marty and all our friends back in Southeast Iowa hugging and kissing those radios, helping those Notre Dame Nikes pull out this come-from-behind victory, and our sponsors, Deary Brothers, West Burlington, Brad Deary Honda, Reed Landscaping and Turf, Korshkin State Farm, and Great River Health System. I'm Casey Fleming. This has been State High School Volleyball on News Radio 99.3, 1490, and KBUR.com. Good night from Cedar Rapids.
Quick Care has moved, and it has a new name, Urgent Care. You'll find the new clinic in Outpatient Services Plaza next to Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. Urgent Care is great for sudden health conditions when you can't wait for an appointment with your primary care provider or when other clinics are closed. Now, on-site x-ray and laboratory services are available, and patients can be as young as 6 months old. Urgent Care and Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. We're making healthcare more convenient for you.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today.